Good morning. Welcome in to It's Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. I always try to keep our topics, you know, tied in with the calendar, what might be going on in people's lives, and we're all kind of focusing on maybe some potential 4th of July festivities, get-togethers, and that type of thing. So we have a show today that kind of centers around that independence theme, right?
Exactly. And first, I'd like to send my condolences to all pet owners, because this is the worst week of the year for them, you know, with all the fireworks going off.
Yes.
The dogs and the cats are fluttering.
So I don't know what's going on.
I know, there's poor things. So anyway, you know, the reason I was thinking about independence, two things. Obviously, because of the 4th of July, we all know the history, you know, declared our independence from Great Britain because we didn't want to be told what to do appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, I live in Illinois and there's construction everywhere.
Right.
So I was sitting next to the construction site and I thought, look at all these workers. Like, one man walked right in front of a moving vehicle. There, no problem. Everybody was like doing things that were coming together. And I thought, now that's what independence is. And how does that fit with our personal lives? So first, the definition. Independence means that the survival of an individual or groups is the responsibility of the individual or group. So that sounds simple, and we always say we want our kids to be independent. Mm-hmm. We want to be independent. I personally don't like to be told what to do. But it also means that we have to take responsibility for our decisions, our choices, our actions, and that we accept the outcome. Because accepting, it just means we're going to look at it and say, is it what we wanted, or should we adjust?
Right.
The other thing we need to be thinking about is the opposite, the other words that are related to independence. One is dependence. In other words, I can't do anything without permission, without you giving me the information so that I know what to do. I also can't take responsibility for the outcome. So if I don't like it, I'm going to be mad at somebody and we're not going to get along.
Sure.
And, you know, and there are times that people need to be dependent. Babies, small children.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the interdependence, the mutual sharing of strengths for the benefit of each other. So again, I was sitting by the construction site for quite some time because, you know, it's Illinois.
It takes a long time.
Right, yep. And there's no way to rush that if it's going to be safe. But I was thinking that's really what they were doing. They were each using their skills and that they knew the other person was going to do that as well. So there was no safety issues, and there was going to be a good outcome.
Hmm.
So when we think about independence, dependence, and interdependence, they all have to exist together. I have to depend on somebody else to know what they're doing. You know, I have to depend on somebody to stop at a stop sign. But I can't. There's certain things that you just can't do alone. I need somebody else to do things that I don't know how to do.
Right.
And any of us who think we can do it all really just are spinning in circles because we can't. So I think it's important to know that there are some tools if we really want to be independent that we need to help our kids with and develop within ourselves. And one is self-awareness. We have to know what our strengths and weaknesses are. No one will ever say to me, how far is it from this chair to that door? Because I'd have to get out a tape measure. My husband can tell you. And I ask him, but it's not my gift.
Right.
You know, there's other things I can do.
Sure.
We need to have some self-control. We don't want to go rushing in without all the information, which means that we have to have some training and education. Again, you know, when my mother had a brain aneurysm years and years ago, and I was really glad that the surgeon knew what he was doing because I don't know anything about that, you know? I knew to get her to the hospital.
Right.
And then knowing what the goal is. What is our ultimate goal? Because if we don't know what the goal is, we're, again, going to be spinning. So, you know, we need that independence in our country. We need that dependence and interdependence on each other. And we need that within our families and within ourselves. So, like, in summary, to be truly healthy, there has to be a sense of belonging, that we know we're part of a system that we can contribute to. We have to be able to take care of ourselves to the best of our age and ability and accept that sometimes it is beyond our ability. We need to accept our own role in the outcome of our decisions, choices, and behaviors. Share and accept the strengths of each member. We don't want to be jealous. We want to encourage people to develop those strengths and speak up when things aren't working. So we all want to be independent, and we should be. And but we also need to sometimes be independent as a group. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it all kind of ties together with the way we celebrate for the country and take notice of it with our families and our relationships as well.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, happy 4th of July to you. And
Same to you. Enjoy.
We'll look forward to another visit next week.
Sounds good.
All right. That's all the time we have left for today. Remember, we'll be with you again next week at the same time for Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth Placeka with Your Life Matters. Go online, too, to find out more at safeharboril.com.